He then was with Thomas Gilchrist for 3 years, and then in 1948, you moved to Taos, New Mexico. Was that a fun thing for you? Tell me about what you were feeling about that.
I've always been interested in life, and whatever was being presented to me as the next thing that was coming along with the family unit. I don't recall having any trouble incorporating that or moving along with it.
You moved then to Taos, New Mexico. What was the draw to Taos?
He had traveled there with Thomas Gilchrist and purchased from some of the Taos founders, which became part of the core Taos school in Gilchrist's collection. And he had been there before, traveling when he was with Bacon and with the dance troupe. He was already familiar with the area, knew it, loved it, and knew a lot of people, and recognized it as an arts community. I think that that was the strongest draw, was the arts community. He also lived much better with the sinuses out there. He suffered from the humidity back here. So that helped a lot, but it was the arts community.
Going back to Gilchrist, he was artist in residence, so Mr. Gilchrist was paying him, not by the piece, I suppose, but maybe by the
stipend.
A stipend.
A living.
And
then
just paint as many as you can. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want you here to do, is to paint, and I will take care of your family.
As it happened, he had a self-starter, and he didn't have to come in and say, what's happening, how's it going, let me see what you're doing. Nope, he just got fed them.
That was a wonderful investment in a man who you said had to be painting at 8 o'clock every morning.
It was a wonderful partnership.
And every 6 days there was a new painting.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Great partnership.
Yeah.
Have you met any Gilchrist descendants?
Yes.
And are you in touch with them to this day?
Yes.
You have a relationship with them?
Yes.
Yeah. So you moved to Taos, New Mexico, living there until 1960, when he then joined the staff of the El Paso Art Museum in El Paso as a curator. And then from 65 to 68, he serves as assistant director. What are your recollections of living in Taos and probably going to school at this time then, right?
Right. Well, it wasn't that much of a change for me because it was still the arts community. It was just broader. It was a change to come to know the Taos Pueblo and the Taos Pueblo people in New Mexico. It was different in that there was a large Hispanic population there. The food, the weather was different. We had more severe winters. It was a vital expansion of my world.
Well, you're obviously getting older here because by 1960, I think you're about 17 years old. So you've gone through high school then in Taos, New Mexico?
Lots in between there.
Come on back. Come on back and fill me in on some of the blanks.
Okay. At a certain point when we were in Taos, the family spent a couple of years in Arizona. And my mother taught at Keams Canyon School. It was a boarding school up to the 8th grade. Keams Canyon served the Hopi and the Navajo reservations, so there were students from both. And my father painted. We lived in government housing there. I went to school. That was another broadening, a very great broadening of my life. At the mouth of the canyon, Keams Canyon, which is a historic old canyon in the area that Kit Carson visited and Coronado visited and scratched their names. Carson was there around the time of the Bosque Redondo and the removal of the Navajo from Canyon de Chelly and that area. So it had historic significance, and we visited quite a bit, enough so that at the mouth of the canyon there were two trading posts. There were the Lees and the McGees, and they only had rows of wagons that were drawn up to them for years. For years, students would be brought in to school in wagons, or families would come in to buy provisions at the trading posts and trade, perhaps weavings, perhaps jewelry, for supplies. I remember those rows and rows of wagons drawn up there. No cars. So I went to school there for a couple of years, only a couple of years.
How old were you then?
11. During that time, some of my playmates came from the family who were descendants from Quanah Parker. The Parkers lived there and were working there. After a couple of years, the family decided to move to Oak Creek Canyon, Sedona, where my father opened the first gallery in Sedona, the first one. It was just a village then. There was not much there. Mother didn't teach. I went to school and really loved the area. I really loved Sedona a lot. The red rocks were beautiful. I've loved all of my travels, every place I've ever been. because the Mother Earth is beautiful everywhere.
At that age, had you gone beyond scratching on a piece of paper to actually doing some work?
No.
Not yet?
No.
How long are you in Sedona?
2 years, I think. 2 to 3 years.
And people are taken with your father's work. He has become somewhat of a celebrity, I suppose, by that time.
It didn't matter whether people knew him or not. His work was always recognized and purchased.